This is DW News, and these are our top stories. Germany's military has staged a spectacular farewell to the long-serving Chancellor Angela Merkel. Troops put on a tightly choreographed musical parade in central Berlin. Germany's political elite turned out for the ceremony. Merkel is stepping down next week after 16 years as leader. Parliament will officially elect Olaf Scholz as the new center-left chancellor. Austrian Chancellor Alexander Schallenberg is stepping down just 2 months after taking office. His predecessor, Sebastian Kurz, earlier quit the top job following a corruption scandal and is now leaving politics. Schallenberg says he will leave office as soon as the conservative Austrian People's Party names a new leader. Police in New York City have arrested a man outside the United Nations headquarters. He was seen pacing outside one of the main gates with what appeared to be a shotgun. The UN complex in Manhattan was put under lockdown, and the gunman was taken into custody. This is DW News from Berlin. You'll get more news on our website. That's at dw.com.
With torches in the night sky, the German military tonight offered its highest honor to the head of government, German Chancellor Angela Merkel. An official farewell after 16 years in power, 16 years of stability, 16 years of keeping her finger on the pulse of her people. Tonight, in these final fleeting Merkel moments, there is so much to consider. The preacher's daughter, the child of communism who grew into a leader of democracy, the scientist turned politician, and the German chancellor, who became the most powerful woman in the world. I'm Brent Goff in Berlin. This is The Day.
To me, politics is service for the people, for those who elect a politician.
Angela Merkel's a leader. She's not a follower.
Strong-willed, firm.
She is a problem solver. You know, she's a manager of a situation.
Who is ruthlessly pursuing what she considers to be the right path. My disagreement with her concerns what that path is.
We manage many things, we'll manage this.
In critical moments, Angela was that lady, that madam, who intervened and helped us to find a solution.
What I think has been lacking has been strategic vision.
She always tried to get everyone on board, but she never really was outspoken on what kind of EU she wanted.
I've said I want to get a bit of rest, and then we'll see what comes to mind. But I will no longer be involved in politics.
And to our viewers watching on PBS in the United States and to all of you around the world, welcome. We begin the day as the sun begins to set on the era of German Chancellor Angela Merkel. In a few days, after 16 years in power and almost exactly as she had planned, Angela Merkel will depart the political stage for good. Tonight, in a dramatic yet modest torch-lit farewell ceremony, German soldiers offered their gratitude and highest honor to Merkel. Merkel then offered her thanks to the military and the nation for allowing her to occupy the highest seat of public service for 16 years. There was no departure from style or substance tonight. In her speech, the chancellor called on her country and its allies to remain true to the values that made her life and her story possible.
Wenn ich heute hier vor Ihnen stehe, dann empfinde
As I stand before you today, I feel above all gratitude and humility. Humility for the office that I was allowed to hold for so long. Gratitude for the trust that I have experienced. I have always been aware that trust is the most important asset in politics. I am convinced that we will be able to continue to shape the future well if we set out to work not with discontent, with resentment, with pessimism, but as I said 3 years ago in another setting, with cheerfulness in our hearts. At least this is what I've always held on to in my life in the former East Germany, and even more so now in freedom. It is this cheerfulness of heart that I wish for all of us, and figuratively speaking, for our country and for the future. I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
And joining me here at the big table tonight for this special edition of the day is our chief political editor, Michaela Kufner. It's good to see you, Michaela. When you look at tonight's ceremony, was it a fitting farewell ceremony for Angela Merkel?
I think it very much was. And I think that in her short speech, we did get what made her chancellorship so different, the level of modesty, particularly in the face of so many male chauvinistic leaders that she faced throughout her time, mm-hmm. and also with her choice of songs, which I think gave a lot of us a completely different insight that she was listening to kind of funkier music than a lot of us had predicted.
Yeah, I mean, these songs of choice, they rose, or I guess they raised some eyebrows. Talk to me a little bit about that. I mean, there was one, what, punk?
Yeah, Nina Hagen, she is kind of the German queen of punk rock. She also comes from a family of well, really artists and system-critical songwriters in the east of Germany. And she, the song is Du hast den Farbfilm vergessen. It's a woman criticizing her boyfriend that he didn't take the color film to on their holiday to an East German island.
Which, and we have to explain, too, a lot of viewers will not even know what color film was. And when there were cameras when you actually put the film in.
You're right, Brent. We are very old, aren't we?
There are.
Well, it's like today it's an app. Previously, you actually needed a film, which is the color one is more expensive, and the black and white was not an app. It was it was kind of cheaper film at some stage, and she said that this wasn't really laden with a kind of meaning because somebody asked her today at a press conference where I was about the song. She said it was basically a memory of her youth, which she of course spent in East Germany. Mm-hmm. So in this highlights this history of not only was she the first woman chancellor, she was also the first East German who really had something to say and at the head of the country.
And it's interesting, too, because just when you least expect it, Angela Merkel does something like choosing a German punk artist song. She chooses something that gives you a little bit of a glimpse into her private personality.
Yes, and there must be a diva in there somewhere as well, because the other song was Es soll rote Rosen regnen, it should rain red roses for me, and then there were red roses there for her. And it's a very grand song from a post-war diva here in Germany. And, you know, who would have thought? Yeah. And then there was a more predictable one, a church song.
She is a
pastor's daughter, after all.
All right, Michaela, stay right there. We're going to be returning to you more analysis in just a moment. We're going to talk a little bit now about style. Merkel has not only defined a political era here in Germany, for an entire generation, she is the only leader that they have known. 16 years and she has become a living icon. Now, for almost two decades, Merkel has been the woman in charge with an unmistakable look, a conservative pantsuit, and the signature hand gesture that everybody tries to copy. On the world stage, Merkel won respect, keeping her trademark calm as she went toe-to-toe with unpredictable leaders, and there were plenty of them. In Germany, she was largely seen as stable and able. Both Germany and Europe are now losing their most experienced crisis manager.
Angela Merkel, controlled, stable, giving away nothing. Over the past 16 years, she created her own brand of stability politics, rooted in science and her original definition of what it's all about.
To me, politics is service for the people, for those who elect a politician.
Aged 51, Angela Merkel became Germany's first woman chancellor.
So help me God.
Immediately, she raised the alarm over climate change as a threat to humanity. But she would fail to meet her own climate ambitions. Like most of the world's most powerful leaders, she prodded into action. Soon, events would demand Merkel's focus, and her forte became managing crises. The collapse of Lehman Brothers in 2008 and the euro crisis that followed saw Merkel's stability politics survive a baptism of fire. Her word was enough to calm the nerves of German savers.
And we tell all savers that their funds are safe. The government will make sure of that.
But forcing austerity on Greece and other countries also sparked hostility and fear. In Merkel's eyes, the role of the Chancellery was above all to provide stability. And with each passing year, more people would take her name to mean just that. Her legacy is defined by a key event in 2015, when large groups of mostly Syrian refugees risked their lives to come to Europe. Merkel left the German borders open. Around 1 million people came to Germany. She insisted failure to integrate them was not an option.
We manage many things, we'll manage this.
While she was hailed abroad for her open arms policy, at home she was targeted by right-wing populists who chanted, Merkel muss weg, Merkel must go. To this day, Europe lacks a common asylum policy. Merkel's plan to focus on Europe in her final year was derailed by the COVID-19 pandemic. A scientist herself, she did not hesitate to accept the magnitude of the threat.
It is serious. Take it seriously.
Germany went into an immediate but light lockdown. Merkel also crossed one of her longest-standing red lines. She dropped her resistance to EU direct debt, leaving German taxpayers standing in for other European countries. In her exclusive legacy interview with DW, she said this was one of her toughest moments.
The two events I personally found most challenging were, for one, the large number of refugees arriving here, and now there's the COVID-19 pandemic. And those are perhaps the ones where you could see people directly affected, where people's fates were at stake. That, for me, was the most challenging.
After 16 years as Chancellor, the brand of stability politics Angela Merkel created will remain a reference point for leaders around the world.
Michaela, that was your look there at the highs and lows of the Merkel era. I mean, you've covered her for a long time. What would you say, what is it about her that makes her so special?
Her focus on the doable and her endless patience of actually bridging positions and bringing about compromise one way or the other.
Where did she get that patience from?
I have no idea. Maybe it is deep-rooted in her faith. Mm-hmm. That clearly is a big aspect. Mm-hmm. She says, I mean, she wishes for her successor, Olaf Scholz, the lightness of heart, the joy of in that office. I actually genuinely believe her that, mm-hmm. that she does have that joy. And that focus.
Amazing.
Yeah, and she has an incredible intellect at the same time. Mm-hmm. Having said that, all of these positive attributes at the same time feed into what I would see are her biggest faults, which is that she identifies challenges like digitization, like the climate challenge that she identified, and then focuses completely on what is doable. And in a way, it's the exact opposite of like an Emmanuel Macron, who has this vision, communicates it, mm-hmm. and then starts worrying about how he's going to get there. Merkel will always have built the road
to get where she
wants to get. If she knows she can't get there, she will redefine the goal.
Yeah, don't inspire me. Show me how to get to inspiration. Yeah, that's a very good point. Which events would you say stick out most for you during these last 16 years? I mean, which events have defined the Angela Merkel era?
Well, they are absolutely 2015, because that is the one time where she decided alone, which is very unusual for her. Mm-hmm. Then the corona pandemic, it really crashed her final 2 years in office, where she wanted to build legacy in terms of Europe, in terms of being a European leader, and particularly finding a new joint EU stance towards and also against China. Mm-hmm. So that totally didn't work out. And then what is a completely non-event, all the events she managed to prevent. She didn't manage to prevent Brexit.